So we want to talk about overcoming faith. Everybody say overcoming faith. Each one of us, our faith can overcome any obstacle, any challenge that would come our way. Over in 1 John 5:4, it says, whosoever or whatsoever is born of God. How many are born of God here? That which is born of God overcomes the world. Thank you, Jesus, that I overcome the world. I'm so excited about that. The world runs over people, but because we are born of God, we can overcome the world. And this is the victory. Everybody say victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So faith is so very important. This is a Word of Faith church, and so we should know what faith is, how faith comes, and how to release our faith. And that's what this message is all about, is about faith, because faith is important. You know, by grace are you saved through faith. The Bible says your faith can grow exceedingly. And I believe that as you continually hear God's word on a Wednesday, on a Sunday, and put it into practice, your faith will grow. Amen. Your faith will grow and develop. All of our faith can grow and develop. You're not at the same place if you listen to the word of God and put it into practice last year as you are this year. This year you should be more qualified, more enlightened, and more on fire for God than you were last year. Thank God for the times of refreshing that we had in yesteryear, but there's times of refreshing that come to us daily. Amen? Daily, and every day is an important day when it comes to God. So this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So introduction, faith is the victory that overcomes whatever we go through. Any situation, if we activate the faith of God, we can overcome. And I want to emphasize the faith of God because you and I have the faith of God. In Galatians 2 and verse 20, it says, I am crucified with Christ, but nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of. Everybody say of. I live by faith of. Can I have the King James Version, please? Take that NIV and remove it from there, please. Amen. I want the King James on this one, Galatians 2:20. I live by faith of the Son of God, it says, on the King James Version, because it's of the Son of God. The faith that I have, Jesus has given it to me. I don't have faith on my own, and you and I don't have faith on our own. We've got the faith of God, by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I guess maybe they're not able to get it. But it says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in this flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God. So as we walk around, we've got the faith of God on the inside of us. And the faith of God can overcome all obstacles and all situations and all circumstances. The faith of God will overcome every circumstance. So what is faith? The technical definition of faith is a firm persuasion, a conviction based upon hearing. It's a firm persuasion, a conviction based upon hearing. That's the technical definition of faith. But did you know what? If we don't hear the Bible, guess what? We can have some faith that's not in line with God's word. You know, God is such a good God. The Bible says that every good and every perfect gift comes from above. And good things come from God, but a lot of times God gets a bad rap, and you know, bad things can come to people, and then they say, oh, God's doing this, or why God has did this, God has done this evil thing, God has did this bad thing. You know, there's a storm that rips apart towns and kills people and destroys things, and they say it's an act of God. No, that's not an act of God. My Bible says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus Christ has come that we might have life and life more abundantly. So always make sure that when you hear something, it doesn't line up with the Bible. And if it doesn't line up with the Bible, then we don't have a right to believe it, because it has to be biblical. It has to line up with the scriptures. But a technical definition of faith is a firm persuasion, a conviction based upon hearing. You're going to hear something, and you're going to have the capacity to either believe it, but I hope it's in line with the word of God, and then you can act on it. That's a technical definition. The biblical definition is Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is substance. Now, this pulpit is substance. It's made out of whatever tin? It's made out of something. Well, it's substance. Well, the Bible says faith is substance of things hoped for. How many of you guys hope for something good? Do you hope that all your needs will be met? Do you hope that you have finances? How about your health and healing? Do you hope for health and for healing? Well, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. And so your faith would say something like, thank God himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Amen. And your faith would be the substance of believing that. For finances, my God is supplying all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. If you're having trouble in your mind, your faith would say something like, thank God I've got the mind of Christ. I'm thinking on things that are true, lovely, of a good report. Faith is substance. It's real. And then when it's manifested right before us, we don't need no faith because we've got the thing right there. But until it appears before our very eyes, I tell you, you're going to have the confidence on the inside of you that faith is substance of what you've hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen? So if somebody wanted a baby, they would have to pray and they would have to say, Lord, we're believing for a baby and I thank you in the name of Jesus for this baby. And I believe that I received this baby. And of course, they've got to do some things in the natural. You need a husband and a wife. Amen? And they do their thing, but still believing. Amen? Believing, thank you, Lord. I believe that I received that baby. And it's the same with every aspect of life and living. Our faith can bring into manifestation in the physical of what you believe. Faith is substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. And that's the biblical definition. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is substance of things hoped for. Whatever you hope for, your faith is going to say, thank you, Lord, this is it. My faith is giving substance that I have what I'm requesting. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And a practical definition is faith is an act. Everybody say faith is an act. It's an act. You're going to act on the Bible. What the B-I-B-L-E says, you just heard about finances. What the B-I-B-L-E says, then we can put it into practice. Every area of life has to be lined up with the Bible, but it's the faith that overcomes every obstacle. The faith of God in our lives overcomes every circumstance and every situation. How about if you need to walk in love? Then the Bible says that we all can walk in love. Amen? And so then we can walk in love. You could never say you hate somebody as a Christian. It's impossible. Like you could try, but you can't because the life of God is on the inside of you and God don't hate anybody. God don't hate anybody. And so we could say, I can walk in love. How about forgiveness? I can walk in forgiveness. I can do whatever the Bible says I can do because that's the Bible. It's the Word of God. And when I use my faith, I put it into practice. So those three different definitions of what faith is, the technical definition, it's a firm persuasion, it's a conviction based upon hearing, or it's the biblical one, is faith is substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, or it's just faith is an act. I'm going to act on God's word every chance I get. When the pastor or someone says, lift up your hands, or the worship team, lift up your hands, well, then we lift up holy hands. Unto God, I'm lifting up holy hands. Thank you, Lord, I can lift up holy hands. When the Bible says give, then we can give. When the Bible says love, we can love. When the Bible says forgive, we can forgive. When the Bible says that you are a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, then we are a witness. We are a witness in our workplaces and everywhere we go, we are a witness because God is on the inside of us. You can't hide. The Bible says you can't hide under a bushel. If you have a light, you put it on a stand and everybody can see that light. You know, sometimes we don't want to be seen, but bless God, we're Christians and we're going to be seen because God is on the inside of us. And if he's going to be seen and if he's going to be heard today, he's going to be heard through us. He's going to be saw in the earth today. He's going to be seen through us. So faith is very important in every aspect of our life. So that is the what faith is. Now, the next one is, how do we get faith? Does anybody know? Amen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to continue to hear the word of God. You can't pray for faith. Faith doesn't come by praying. Faith comes by hearing God's word. Just like we're breathing right now. I'm breathing. You know, you take a breath in, you take a breath out. Well, if you've got God's word, that's just like the faith of God inside of you. It's just there. I can't hide it. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I believe he's my father. I believe I'm his child. I believe I'm in the family of God. I believe it. You can't knock it out of me. You could say, you know, I could see how those people of some countries will die for their faith. Well, they die for their faith because it's ingrained in them. It's right in their spirit. It's right in their hearts. And that's what it is. It's a heart issue. It's a heart thing. Everything revolves around the heart. Amen? If we're going to control our outer bodies, then we're going to do it by faith. And we're going to say, no, body, you can't go over there. No, I want to go over there. No, you can't go over there. No, that place ain't good for you. That's going to get you in trouble. Back it off. Back it off. Amen? And so you're going to be led by God. You're going to be led by the Spirit of God. And it's faith that overcomes the world, our faith. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. One of the greatest men that walked the face of the earth was Abraham. He was the forefather of faith. Over in Romans chapter 4 and verse 19, it says about Abraham. Now Abraham was given a promise that he was going to have a child. All of us are given promises of God. The Bible says we're given exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature. So everything that God has given us, he's given us everything we need that pertain to life and godliness. But he gave Abraham a promise. He said, you're going to have a child. Well, the man is an old man. His wife is an old woman. And yet he is the forefather of faith, and he's the father of us all. And so he gave him a promise. And the Bible says that Abraham, he received that promise. His name was Abram, and it became Abraham, the father of many nations. Now, how did he do it? He did it because he heard God's word, and he believed God's word, and he acted on God's word, and it became a reality. It says here in Romans 4:19, and being not weak in faith. Everybody say, not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. I tell you, those guys were old, but still the promise came to God. Abraham lived in Ur of the Chaldeans, and actually he was from a background that was not Christian. Okay. But anyways, God gave him a promise. God gave him a word. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, being about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Everybody say, strong in faith. How was he strong in faith? Giving glory to God, being fully persuaded. Everybody say, fully persuaded. If you want to get anything from God, you got to be fully persuaded. Just like Abraham, fully persuaded. What God promised, he's well able to perform. Now, I said, how does faith come? It comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, but it also comes by the inspired word of God to your spirit. Because the Bible doesn't say, thou shalt work at such and such place, or thou shalt marry such and such person. You got to be led by God, and you want to have God's word on the situation. And so he's going to be leading you, he's going to be guiding you, and he's going to be directing you. Amen? God's going to direct us through his word, but he also directs us through his spirit. But he was fully persuaded. God, this is what your word says. I'm holding fast to your word. I always like to say it because I like it. But when I was in Winnipeg, there was a pastor there. His name was Zeno. Now he changed his name. I believe his name is Mike, and I still see him online there. And he was the church was called Place of Peace Family Church, so I attended it for 1 year, and my cousin was born again there, and I've got great memories of the place. But he would walk up and down, and we were meeting at a gym there, and he said, God called me. God called me. God called me to pastor. God called me to pastor. God called me to pastor. God called me. And he's still there to this day. So that's 30-some years. He's still there pastoring. Amen? That's what you call fully persuaded. Amen? We could look at our own pastor and see the same thing. And his wife, fully persuaded. What God promised, he's well able to perform. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it and will he not do it? And has he spoken and will he not make it good? I love the way he'll do it. He'll do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. That's according to the power that works in us. And so Abraham here was fully persuaded. What God you promised, you're well able to perform. But it didn't always happen like that. At the beginning, God gave him the promise, you're going to have a child. He laughed. Sarah laughed. And sometimes when it comes to the promises of God, you can laugh. You can say, that's impossible. With God, all things are possible. Amen? Never say never, and never say it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. It really irritates me when I see people getting older, and myself, I'm getting older. But it irritates me when they say it's impossible. You know, it's too old. Hey, I see Moses, an 80-year-old man, taking care of his father-in-law's sheep, working for his father-in-law. Well, he got no, what kind of guy is that, working for his father-in-law? 40 years in the backside of the wilderness, in the bush, until God spoke to him through a burning, fiery bush and said, Moses, Moses, take your shoes off your feet. I'm going to send you to Egypt. Thank God it's never too late. Amen? All things are possible. If you're sick, if you've got ailments, all things are possible. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Amen? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How does faith come? It comes by hearing. In the next step, we're going to talk about how to release our faith. You know, I woke up in the morning one day, and I didn't do anything extra except my regular routine. Pastor Steve is looking at me. What routine is that, you lazy bum? I'm sorry about that. Okay, stick with the sermon. But anyways, I woke up and, have you ever woke up and you don't feel good? Have you ever had aches and pains? Have you ever wanted not to get out of bed? But that's the time where you're looking for faith. And God's listening to you too, and yourself is listening to you, your spirit is listening to you. And so there was one day that I felt like that, and I opened my eyes, and it's time to get up. So I threw those covers over, and I went, and every symptom I had, if I would name them all, it's horrible. The aches, the pains, the flu bugs, and all kinds of things, the whole lineage of them. I went into the bathroom, and I immediately started to use my faith. You say, how'd you do that? I say, praise God, legs. My legs are strong. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I feel great. Thank you, Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord. I've got the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord. My body is strong. Thank you, Lord. I'm healthy. Thank you, Lord. I feel great. Hallelujah. And we don't go by feelings, but that's just what I'm saying to my body. And I'm saying, thank you, Lord. My legs are working. My joints are working. Every part of my body is working. Amen. It's working good in Jesus' name. And did you know, in a matter of no time, I came right out of there. I feel just as good as I feel right at this very time. Amen? Praise God. Why? You're activating your faith. You're using your faith. If you go by just how it feels, you'll say, I'm so sick. I feel bad. I'm sick. My pains, my bones are hurting. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm dying. You know, you could just bring yourself right down. I'm not joking because I know how it feels, but I thank God when I do feel good. Amen? And so it's a fight of faith. I don't know where those symptoms come from. They can come from everything. We're in a world that's tainted with sin, and there's all kinds of bugs. There's all kinds of things going on. But thank God we'll use our faith. Believers are using their faith to overcome every challenge and every obstacle. And I challenge you today to use your faith. Amen. You don't have to use it in public and show everybody how big your faith is. But when you're all by yourself, you go ahead and say some good things. Amen. So the next one, that's how we get faith. And the next one is how to release our faith. How to release our faith. Luke 17:6. And the Lord said, if you had faith as like a grain of mustard seed. How many of you have ever seen a mustard seed? I tried to figure out that mustard seed deal. But anyways, it's a small seed. Apparently it grows big enough that the birds can lodge in it. According to the Bible. So anyways, if you had faith. The Lord says, if you had faith. Everybody say faith. As a grain of mustard seed, you would say, everybody say, say. Everybody say, say. So if you have faith, you're going to say. You and I are going to say, say, say. Amen? We're going to talk ourselves right into prosperity. We're going to talk ourselves right into health and healing. We're going to talk ourselves right in. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're going to talk ourselves into, I am blessed. My family is blessed. I look at my wife. She is blessed because she has such a great husband. Amen. That knows the word of God. That says, I love you every day. Not because he feels like it. But because he's a faith man. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're rich. You're rich. You're blessed. You're blessed. Amen. So the Lord says, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say. Everybody say, say. Don't take it for granted. You don't go by how you say just because you feel like it. What was Abraham? The Bible says he considered not his own body now dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered not his own body. But he looked to the promise of God and he said, I thank you, Lord, that I'm the father of a multitude of nations. I'm the father of many nations. My name is Abraham. Amen? He said, and you and I, if we're going to get anything, we got to say. How did you get born again? Romans 10, it says, if you confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus, there you go, you said his name. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I make you my Lord, my master, my friend, my Savior, my Lord. And he came right in. Amen. You got to say. You got to say. So faith, well, we told you what faith is. We told you how faith comes. Now, how to release your faith? You got to say. Mark 11:23. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. And not doubt in your heart, but believe those things which you say shall come to pass. You'll have whatsoever you say. Hallelujah. Jesus said something to a fig tree. He said, no man eat fruit hereof forever. And went into the temple. No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And he went into the temple. No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And he went into the temple. And he came out and the disciples were awestruck. And they said, what happened? Look at that fig tree, Jesus. He says, if you have the faith of God, have the God kind of faith. You and I got the God kind of faith. We've got saving faith. But then God can give you special faith. You can believe the very impossible made possible right here by the word of God and by the Spirit of God. All things are possible. Amen. Thank God for our saving faith, but thank God for special faith where you can believe something right out of this world. All things are possible. The blind eyes can see, the deaf can hear, the dumb can talk, the lame can walk. All things are made possible because God is not a liar. Amen. I could lie. I could say a falsehood, which I have. Sorry. But God can never lie. He is not a man that he should repent. Has he not said it and will he not do it? And has he not spoken and will he not make it good? God can't lie. And so when you find something in the Word and you operate in those principles of God, guess what? You're blessed because God's going to see to it that you get everything you say. Amen? You'll get what you say, and I want to get what I say. And that's why we want to say good things in line with the Word of God. Whosoever shall say it not down in his heart, but believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So saying is vital important in releasing your faith. Saying is vital and important in releasing your faith. I've got to say it. 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 Even when you look at something and you don't agree with something, but you got to say it. Amen? You got to say God's word. Say God's word. So when it comes to financially, what do you say? God supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory. Health and healing, you say, himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses, that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Thank you, Jesus. You took them on Calvary's cross for me. I believe that. I receive that. I thank you for that. Thank you for my healing. I believe I receive my healing. Thank you, Lord. I believe I receive my healing from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm blessed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe it. When it comes to your mind, what do you say? I'm thinking on things that are true, that are lovely, that are good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, I'm thinking, I'm meditating on those things. I'm going to think on things that are true, lovely, of a good report. How many times we get upset? Why? Because we're thinking on something that's contrary. Just a thought can come our way. We can get so upset. And how do I know that? Because I've had thoughts that made me upset. And so a thought can come and just get you riled right up. You don't know where that thought come from. That thought can come from the enemy. It can come from circumstances and situation. It can come from another person that maybe is speaking not in line with the scriptures. And you could think all kinds of thoughts. But thank God I got the mind of Christ. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So God's faith can help us overcome every obstacle, every situation, everything that comes our way. We're overcomers. Amen? You and I are overcomers. Keith Moore used to say that in Bible school. He says, you got the victory? You got the victory? How many of you got the victory? Amen. Amen. And we would have to say, we got the victory. Why do we got the victory? Because the greater one's on the inside of us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. My faith overcomes every challenge in life. Bless God. Amen. Praise God. All things are possible. How about for family? As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. How about temptations? There is no temptation taking you, but such is common to man, and God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape. If there's any temptation coming your way, you know that you have the ability to overcome it. Why? Because God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will with that temptation make a way of escape. God's word can't fail. Amen? We may look down on ourselves and say, oh, woe is me. But no, there's no woe when it comes to God. We're trusting in God. We're using our faith. How about at work? Whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Amen? Work as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that your Lord is the one that's going to reward us. Amen? So faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith in every area of life. What is faith? Faith is a firm persuasion, a conviction based upon hearing of God's word. Faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is an act. I'm going to act on God's word. I'm going to say God's word be true. God's word is working in me. God's word is alive in me. Thank God his word is working in me. His life is working in me. I've got the life of God on the inside of me. Amen. I got to continually hear God's word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by God's word. And then I've got to put it into practice and say, thank you, Lord. I've got all my needs met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you're taking care of me. Thank you, Father, I hear your voice, the voice of a stranger I will not follow. I've literally heard people say, I can't hear God's voice. I've heard people say, the devil said to me. The devil said to me. Well, what about God? How about God saying something? Amen? How about God's word saying something? I could tell you all kinds of stories about the devil said this and the devil said that, but how about God, hey? How about God? God makes us an overcomer. Amen? Thank God. God told me to start that business, so bless God. Thank you, Lord. That's your business. That's God's business. I'm working in God's business. That's God's business. He's supplying and providing. Amen? How about the thing that can't sell? Oh, with God, all things are possible. We believe that we receive it. I agreed with the man to sell a house. We came in agreement. I totally believed that God could sell that house, and that house sold. Amen? Because if any two of you agree on anything that they ask, it shall be done by my Father which is in heaven. It sold. The house sold. Amen. Even though he was having a very hard time selling the house, but when we agreed, it sold. Because all things are possible if we go in line with the Bible. Let God be true and let every man be a liar. Amen. With the things that are impossible with men are possible. I mean, the things impossible with men are possible with God. Because God is for you. Amen. Let's all stand. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus for the faith that overcomes the world. The faith of God on the inside of us. We bless you and we thank you, Lord, that the greater one is on the inside of us. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this upcoming healing meeting in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles. Thank you for the healing virtue of Jesus. Hallelujah. Flowing and touching every sick person in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you alone are worthy of our praise, and so we worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that as high as the heavens are above the earth, so how high is the Lord's mercy and grace towards us. Thank you, Father. We worship you and we praise you, that with you all things are possible. Thank you for working in our lives, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. You see some good pleasure in people's lives that you want to work in their lives and on behalf of them. And we thank you, Lord, that you are at work in them. Thank you for speaking into their hearts. Thank you, Father, for revealing yourself unto them. Thank you, Father, that all your will, your plan, and purpose shall be fulfilled in their lives. Hallelujah, because of the faith of God that you've placed inside of them. Thank you, Father. We hunger and thirst for righteousness. You said we shall be filled. So we thank you for filling us, that we are the filled ones of the Lord. Thank you that we're full of God from the top of our head to the soles of our feet.